Hi there. The word for you today is a new attitude. In Romans 12, verse 2, we read, change the way you think. In order for things to change for the better, you must, according to Scripture, change the way you think. For example, and I'll give you several examples here, view setbacks as detours, not dead ends. Winners don't just face adversity, they embrace it. Knowing it leads to future greatness. Okay, that was A, here's B. Tune out the critics and focus on doing your best. Anybody who accomplishes anything worthwhile will have to overcome naysayers. C, when you're afraid, praise God until your faith rebuilds. It may take a while, but praise and thanksgiving never fail because they get your focus on God and He will give you the strength to go on. D. When you fail, look for the lesson and remember the times you've succeeded, and there are many of them. Weed out self-doubt and replace it with scriptural self-talk. E. When you're heading into battle, visualize yourself winning in God's strength. Jesus said in Matthew 19, verse 26, all things are possible to him who believes. And F, instead of focusing on the past and worrying about the future, focus on now, the here and now, for that's where your greatest influence will be. Remember Deuteronomy 33, verse 25, God said, as your days, so shall your strength be. You just get strength for the day you're living in. G, instead of complaining, work on identifying solutions. If you do that, more solutions will come to you. And H, when you're distracted, focus on your breathing. You say, seriously? Yeah. Take a walk and clear your mind. Think on what you can control. And what about the rest? Just turn it over to God and don't take it back. Give it to Him. I, when you're lonely, remember the people who've helped you this far and who still love and support you. J, when you're fatigued, take time to rest. But never give up. Finish strong in everything you do. And finally, K, when you're under pressure and under scrutiny, smile and have fun. You only live once. Life is short, so seize the moment.